to possess, sell, manufacture or move the weapons around. Pastor Lorraine James, whose son was stabbed to death in 2014, says changing laws simply isn't enough.
The government, if they're really serious and they really care, they need to bring us as mothers around the tables, grassroots organisations, and make us be a part of the solution. Invest in us so we can help these kids. They are precious.
An Austrian court ordered the conditional transfer of Joseph Fritzl to a regular prison from a psychiatric unit. The now 88-year-old kept his own daughter prisoner for 24 years and fathered seven children with her. The Foreign Secretary says the Hamas leadership leaving Gaza is just one of the moves required before any long-term sustainable ceasefire. Lord Cameron's also called for an immediate pause in fighting to get in aid and hostages out. The United States Supreme Court decided not to stop a prisoner in Alabama, becoming the country's first inmate to be gassed to death with nitrogen. Kenneth Smith was convicted in the 90s of murdering a pastor's wife. U.S. states have struggled with a shortage of drugs used in lethal injections. Mario Marazzitti is part of an Italian Catholic charity which campaigns against the death penalty.
I think it is a litmus test for the level of civilization in our world today. It is not just about Kenneth Smith. It is about where the world stands now.
A new report claims British food and drink prices will continue to rise in 2024. The Institute of Grocery Distribution is predicting an increase of up to 2.3% on average. And England's cricketers are looking to take quick wickets after being bowled out on the opening day of the first test in India. A short time ago, the hosts were 38 without loss. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Here we go. Now, top temperature is going to be 13 degrees, light rain and a gentle breeze. Pretty overcast in a room. We're going down to about 11 degrees overnight.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. How are you on this Thursday morning? A little bit dull out there, but I'll try and keep you entertained. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again. I like got to get one again and again. I am what I am if I'm playing my game. I like that. I knew all the words to that. Yes, there we go. I bought myself in a little chocky bar this morning because I was feeling a bit sorry for myself. And, it's a bit sluggish. Do you feel a bit sluggish today? I do feel a bit sluggish. And I think it's the weather doesn't help. When it's over, you need a little bit of sunshine on your skin. You know, the vitamin D to make you feel a bit brighter. So I do feel a bit sluggish. And do you know what I had for dinner last night? I had an egg mayonnaise sandwich. Dun, dun, dun. I'm trying to make it sound more exciting than it is. But it was an egg mayonnaise sandwich, but it was with salad cream. Not mayonnaise, salad cream. And it just reminded me of being a kid. And it was actually quite nice. I've got this bread. Yesterday when I got back, I thought, I'll have one of my bread rolls. I've been eating a lot of ciabatta bread rolls. One a day. And I do love them. I only bought them on Monday. And I picked it out. You know, something worse. You pick it out and you go, and it was green. I mean, most of it had gone green. I don't know what had happened overnight. It had gone green. Well, there was big chunks of it green. I thought, I can't cut that off because that's not right. And so that went in the bin. And then I looked at the other bread that I put in my Tupperware. I'm so old, Tupperware. And that had gone green. I was like, ugh. And then I got some out of the freezer, and obviously that wasn't ready, so I had to wait and have it for my tea. Or dinner, as we say. And this bread that I bought, I don't know where I bought this bread from, but the squares of bread are like postage stamps. I don't know, it's not even like a proper sandwich. So I was a bit disappointed, really, but, you know. And I seem to be getting through a lot of milk at the moment. I'm drinking a lot of coffee. Decaf, otherwise I'd probably go off my trolley if I had too much. Now, did I put a question of the day? I did, and I don't know whether you're going to like the question of the day or not. It's on Facebook, not putting it on Instagram, because I put, if you follow me on Instagram if you want to, it's Eat My Brunch Radio Show. But I've got here, if there was an election tomorrow, who do you think would win? Who do you think would win? That's my question. See, sometimes these questions of the date, that can go well. Other times people are like, I'm not talking about politics, I've had enough, I can't stand it. It could be one of those days. So let me know, who do you think would win if we had an election tomorrow? We're not going to have one tomorrow, unless you want to do one. Oh my gosh, I'm just looking at the studio phone. When was the last time that was dusted? There's a thick layer of dust on the phone. Because we do a lot of our stuff by Zoom anyway, don't we? All guests come in the studio. So dusty. I'll have to go and get it. I'll have to do a bit of cleaning up now. Can't be doing that. It's thick load of dust. Make me feel ill. We got new music on the show today. We got two first plays again. Neil March and The Music of Sound with Anandi. And then we've got The Mighty Small back with a brand new track called The God of Small Things. Plus Beat Bakery, Crayon Set and Hurricane Highway and Holly Berry all coming up on the show with their independent music. Independent music, not what I just tried to say. I just heard a really good feature on another radio station. Where they have to... I don't think I can do it here. Because there's not enough of us. I could have just nicked the idea. But it's very good. And I have tried this myself. It's where you play something backwards and then you try and say it. So I can't think of a word to say. But it's... You know when you say something backwards, it will say... And then it comes... And as you play it forwards, it will say, hello, how are you? And they're doing that and so you can get the nearest to the whole sort of sentence. Which I think is quite cool, actually. I won't be doing that, though, because... I don't know. I probably could do it into my phone, but then it's just me doing it. And then I'd know, you know... Well, I suppose I'd know... You've got to know what the words are. It just wouldn't work, would it? No, I've got a team and a production team. They all think of ideas. It's just me. I mean, don't forget these big radio stations. They've got somebody makes your tea. Somebody probably polishes your shoes. Somebody fluffs up the cushion on the chair. Brings you in a bacon sandwich. Who went, I want coffee. Room temperature. Frothy milk, no sugar. Or a very small amount of sugar. And if you put the wrong one in, they throw it at you. So they've probably got assistants like that. And also they get paid about £1 million each. And what else? Not that I'm jealous. Yeah, and they've got production that do all the editing. I mean, you know, that presenters just go home. I mean, they do work. Obviously, they put things together. But somebody probably preps all questions for them. And, you know, they just sort of turn up. Yeah, anyway. Made myself feel depressed now. Moving on swiftly, let's kick off the show. I don't know what to kick the show off with this morning. I don't know. What do I fancy? No, that's too slow. Can't have that. You don't even know what I'm looking at. Oh, I know. I'm going to have this one. Because this is back after 20 years. And it was great the first time round. And it's great now. And she did a really good set at Glastonbury last year. And then the BBC didn't show it. Which is a bit unfortunate. Because there's people watching live who said it was excellent. And I think there's a little bit of footage probably somewhere online. But she was really good. But here she is. Sophie Ellis-Bextor. As glamorous, as gorgeous as ever. With Murder on the Dance Floor.
You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know about your kind. And so and so and so and so and so and so and so, I'll have to play.
Oh, that I, it's like heaven and earth moves whenever we touch. Though for real, I know you feel that. The universe approves when you and I dance. So elegant in heaven, send these vibes, yeah. It's when we do it, it leaves me going all night. Screaming, I'll testify to seven. Ooh. Screaming, I'll testify.
Right here, you feel it? Ghost. We rolling yet? Ghost. Yeah. Ghost.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025, or 2 years interest-free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Just having a nice little sip of my coffee. What, you got tea or coffee? I just got a nice little message from Francesca about things that make you go, I don't know what's making me go, this morning. I don't know. Lackluster Thursday, I think it is. It's just this weather. It's just, I need some sunshine. I've been looking at quite a few YouTubers. They just get, they manage to buy, I've said this before, you can get 40 quid flights, right? And then every time I've looked, they've been about 150. But there are places you can go to for 40 quid and you just go for the day. And this YouTuber just gets on the plane, goes for the day and just has a day at the beach. I think it's a little bit too much, really. I suppose it depends where you go. You could do like a day trip, couldn't you? I remember I got my mum and dad a day trip to Salzburg. And they were like, what do we do when we get there? What do we do? And because it was cheap flights. It was really cheap. And I said, well, when you get there, you can go and, you know, Sound of Music was kind of filmed there. And they went, but what do we do when we get to the airport? Because I hadn't been abroad on their own. And I just suddenly thought, what have I done? I just booked them. I put them a day trip. So when they got there, everyone was like, where's your luggage? And they said, oh, no, we've only come for the day. And then I had to book my own sister on the same flight because I was working in Dublin at the time. So I booked my sister on the flight. So when she got there, she went with them and then they all went off for the day. And then their neighbour came, Joan. And they all sort of like pottered around Salzburg for the day, went and visited a few places and had some lunch. And then came back on the flight, which I think was about 2.5 hours or something. So, yeah. So I know, I think that might be a little bit too far, maybe just ever so slightly too far. Here's the Human League. This is Human. Get in contact on Messenger. You can drop me a message on Instagram at Eat My Brunch and also on Facebook at Eat My Brunch as well. Let me know what you're up to today. Are you feeling a bit kind of because it's Thursday and the weather's not? I don't know. Let's think about the weekend. What are you doing at the weekend? You're not working, are you? Oh, hope not. Take the day off. Tell them I said it was okay.
Won't you please forgive me? there only to hide my guilt and shame. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
If you really like that track, you can tune in to Tony Smith's Eat My Ear. No, he's not on Eat My Brunch. Sunday lunch show. Tony's out in the game. Michelle, Sunday lunch show, which is between 12 and 2. And then afterwards, you've got Vicky Michelle in the studio. And yeah, she's lovely, Vicky Michelle. And so is our very own Tony as well. Rick Astley. Here he is. He's doing ever so well at the moment. He bless him. He did a great set again at Glastonbury, I think it was last year. Everyone loved him. He's been just performing on and off for years. He looks incredible. Sounds absolutely fantastic. Here he is with Dipping My Feet. A big good morning to Bridget, who's over in France. She said, great way to spend time pleasantly listening and discovering new music, books, local art events. Michelle's always funny and anecdotes and so much more. Just hearing Michelle, Scott and Bob laugh together lifts your day. Listening to Michelle Ward at the Côte d'Azur in France at the moment. Good morning, Bridget. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, and she absolutely loves Scott and Bob as well. It's nice to get to feedback and things. And I know there are a few of you out there that get in contact with the show on a regular basis. Most of the time you don't. And to be fair, I listen to radio a lot. In fact, I listen to radio loads. And I don't get in contact with the presenters. And I don't make any kind of, you know, very rarely tweet out or anything like that at all. So, yeah. Not everybody who listens to radio gets in contact. It's only a very small percentage. If we were running possibly a competition, but we're not. So don't worry about it. We're not running a competition. We're not doing it. But if we were, then we might be speaking to a few more people. But I like to talk to you. If you want to ring me, you can do. Drop me a note on Messenger on Facebook and you can have a chat. Always like your voice notes on Messenger as well, and I do check them before I play them on air. I'm not living that dangerously.
Phoenix FM travel news.
because I'm sure I get some very naughty messages. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. Now, it's looking a little bit busy coming from Stapleford Tawny on the M25 down towards Brook Street roundabout, and then down to about Great Worley area on the M25. It's flowing though, but just a little bit busy. A1023 up to the High Street, no issues there. Always busy around Shenfield Station. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and coming back through the Dartford Tunnel as well. Up towards Chelmsford, it is clear at the moment. No reported problems on the roads. More traffic and travel coming up in an hour. Now, I thought we'd have some new music. Shall we have some new music? Yes, I think we should. Let me get my special file. There we go. I've just opened the special file. I think I will play today. I didn't play them yesterday, but I'm going to play it today. The Crayon Set. This is called Elvis Is Alive.
local radio. It's like spending time with a friend.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time. Thinking of the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once I never could have hoped to win, you're starting down the road leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time. Picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
WORD, we're coming up. Keep it coming up. So do your dance quick, mama. Come on, baby, tell me what's the word.
Now!
Thing to show you, so tell all the boys and girls, tell your brother, your sister, and your mom too, cause we're about to throw down, and you know just what to do. Wave your hands in the air like you don't care, fly by the people as they start to look and say, do your dance, wake them up, come on baby, tell me what's the word.
There's got to be a reason, and we know the reason why. You try to put on those airs and act real cool. You got to realize that you're acting like fools. Let's use it, we can use it, we need to dance. We don't have the time for psychological romance. No romance for me. Mama, come on, baby, tell me what's the word.
Keep it coming up. So do your dance quick, mama. Come on, baby, tell me what's the word.
Overlooked. They say stay away.
probably my favourite Madness track. They've got a new album out, don't forget.
You're an embarrassment.
And I have met Suggs several times. Lovely bloke, really down to earth, just as you expect Suggs to be. That's when I used to run studios in London. And quite a lot of, yeah, I used to get to see quite a lot of famous people. I was quite lucky because when I first started working, I worked in recording studios. I used to work for Nick Mason and Pink Floyd. And I didn't even know Pink Floyd were embarrassing. but I did once I got some tickets to go and see some of the shows. There was always people coming in and out. And my friend Emma ran the photographic studio next door. And they were always having shoots for people, whether it be famous models. I mean, that's when I kind of got my... coming from Essex, I was very green because I started working in London when I was 18, and I was very, very green and very, I don't know, just not very worldly wise at all. And then went to work in Islington, and just my eyes were open to everything. Even now I can just think, wow, it was just such an exciting time to be sort of working there. And we used to go out and the parties, we used to go to the pub and mixing with lots of different people, which you're not used to when you just come from school and stuff. So it was great, and my first sort of eating out experiences and feeling really nervous and things like that. But yeah, there was always people mooching around, and we one thing we got invited to was like a very big record company bash, and it was being held at Pinewood, like the film studios, and we were idiots, and we actually ended up 2 miles away from Elstree, I think it is, which is miles away. and we just didn't think. And then by the time we got to the party, it was probably about 11 o'clock at night or half 11. But we stayed till about really early hours of the morning. But it was a fantastic party with a lot of bands at the time, and just bumping into people, because it was just lots of famous people milling around. But there was loads of people there. It was phenomenal what they'd done. But we got there so late. I can't believe it. We're going off to a really big like bash, and it's really exciting, because as the tickets used to come in, because I used to work for a magazine as well in the same building, and when the tickets used to come in, I say, my boss, do you want to go? He goes, no, you can go to it. And I go, Emma, do you want to come there? We used to like nip off to all these launches and stuff, which was, where are you from? We're from here. This is where, yeah. And we used to have like press passes and stuff. Oh, it was hilarious. No idea. I think one of them, we turned up with big cameras to take some pictures. No idea how to operate them. Now, coming up next, I've got The Mighty Small. It is Paolo Moreno. He's been on this show plenty of times. He's Jeff Buckley meets Led Zeppelin in Late Night Diner, served by Sam Cooke. So he is a fantastic artist. He's based in Chelmsford. He's also a multi-instrumentalist as well. Go and check him out at The Mighty Small, and you can find out more about him there. This is his brand new track. It's called The God of Small Things.
I was thinking about sinking, just simply letting go. Pull down the shades, and if I had my way, where would I go? Abandon myself to the journey, let the destination go, and I pray to the God of God's of small things, that I will not be alone, that I will not be alone. Where are you? Just existing. You set your mind to simple goals. If you could raise a smile wherever you go, you'll always have a place. You'll have a place to call. Where are you now?
got the wrong shit
that I'll never be.
Got the wrong shit of sounding.
Got the wrong,
and you won't ever be.
Where are you now?
Just existing.
Where have you gone?
So
I'll pray to the God of small things, that I'll never be alone.
Oh, I like that. That is Paolo Moreno there with the God of Small Things. Find him at The Mighty Small. He's also a multi-instrumentalist, so you can bet you all the instruments on that were played by him. I'll be back with more after the news. Don't forget, if you like any of the music I play on the show, just go and like the artist pages. It means so much. And if you like music, you can even buy it for a quid normally.
Penthouse Saturday. Looks like Chalamet, enemy and skinny margarita with a salt rim top down. Bring it round, mirror shades look at me now. Sunset in the rear view on the PCH, I'm all in. It's a beautiful life. Blow your mind and make you say ah. When I open my eyes, baby, that's when the dreams stop.
That's why.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.